to me, baby.
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from Uncle Ricky's Winter Wonderland, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Woo.
With me this week is the man and the master, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hi there.
Back in the studio, we've got Dogwater Dick and Nate the intern.
Yeehaw.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's our Christmas episode, so it's my pleasure to introduce to you the one, the only, Princess Bob.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back with us. This is our annual Christmas episode, so merry, merry, jingle,
Yeehaw.
Jingle.
Yeah.
I hope you're having a great holiday season so far. Here in the studio, we've got the lovely...
Excuse me.
The lovely Riku Dowd, otherwise known as Princess Bombs. How you doing today, Riku?
Good.
Hi, are you having
Riku.
A good day?
I'm still a little tired, though.
Are you on mic, Riku?
No, she's leaning back with her feet up.
You got to talk in the mic, Riku.
Yeah, you got to lean right up and talk into the microphone.
I was drinking.
Oh.
Sprite, everyone. Sprite.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody,
I am having a PBR, but she's having the
Sprite. I am having the grain.
The grain canister, yes.
You're also having soda.
Yes. Grain and soda, as is my wont.
We had cupcakes earlier. It was wonderful.
And then yes. We're going to have
birthday cupcakes from Nate the intern.
I'm having another cupcake after.
Hell yeah.
Well,
heck yeah.
Riku didn't actually finish the cupcake. She just ate all of the frosting off the top and said, I think I want another one.
So, yeah, but I'm going to have
But hey, I don't have my dings. We didn't check that before the show started. But
How about now?
Ding, ding.
Does it work? No.
What's going on?
Yes, Nate the intern, the first intern to ever get me a birthday present. So,
in honor of all the December birthdays,
you actually get lots of bonus points there, lad.
Yes,
you're a good intern.
You still don't get a mic, but we love you.
No,
if you didn't remember our birthdays, you would have had to sit in the penalty box. But you remembered like a good intern.
The penalty box is the old studio.
I thought the penalty box was code, but the old studio is fine.
Oh, brother, you have no idea what we're talking about, do you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, since it's
Riku ever going to be back on mic?
Yeah, can you lean forward and get into the mic?
Talking to the mic,
there
Riku.
You go,
yeah. Okay.
There you are. Yay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Riku. This is all about you. This is your show for Christmas. What do you...
Yeah, this is our yearly show featuring Riku. So how has this last year been for you, Riku?
It's been good. I've been having some outbursts over the school year, but I've been controlling myself. Once I found out, I just had to take 10 deep breaths.
Is that the
good
trick?
Good job.
That's smart. I think everyone can.
How would you describe an outburst, Riku?
Like crying and screaming and stomping your feet and throwing chairs.
You're right.
Throwing chairs.
Yeah. 10 deep breaths is way better than that.
Do you tip over tables?
No, just
don't give her ideas,
that's
Nick.
That's good. Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's terrible.
But you have knocked over chairs at school?
By accident.
Oh, sure.
Not out of anger?
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm angry, I don't look where I'm going and I knock into things and then I knock them over.
I do that too.
Just like your dad.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't like her
when she's angry.
What grade are you
like
in?
Like the Incredible Hulk.
Which grade are you in, Rick?
Second.
Second grade?
Second one.
Halfway through second grade here.
We're only 10
is this
more
the
to
last
go.
Week of school for you?
Until college.
Until
January.
Yeah, January like 6th or 4th. And then January 11th. Crush.
Well, that's
right.
Yeah. Riku would like to get a plug in early in the show.
And Uncle Rick's going to come with us.
I really, really hope
do
I
wanna,
can.
Do you want to tell the audience about the show? What's on the 11th?
She said crush.
Yeah, Crush.
Do you everybody?
But it's
get
a
that?
Special show.
Why is it a special show for Crush? A brand new
CD.
Yeah,
yeah. Good job.
The mighty local Reno trio Crush is going to be having a CD release party at the studio on 4th.
Me, Daddy, and Uncle Rick are going to go.
It's
going to
be
and
awesome.
That's going to be a January 11th at
me and
6
Uncle
p.m.
You're going to stay home.
It's $5 in all ages, and it should be a rip roaring good time on the 4th Street. I'm taking my daughter to a bar on 4th Street in January. Woo!
I love Crush. That's why we're going.
Yeah.
Do you have a crush on Crush?
Kind of.
Which one's your favorite?
You can't have crushes.
Do you have a favorite, Riku? Of the Crush boys?
I don't really
Do you like
know
them all?
Their names.
Oh. I don't know their names either, but I could, yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Because you didn't know.
Because you didn't know their names. Oh, yeah. And now it's time for an outburst.
I've met their attendee breaths.
Oh. How about we do a song?
You hurt my feelings. I don't know.
Okay, how about this? Will this fix it if I give you? How about if I give
Is that
you,
better?
If I give you two of those. Is that a little, how about three? How about. Oh, wait. That's. Yeah, I'll give you another clown horn.
We did a whole show with them, and I don't know their names either.
And here's one. Never gonna give you up. I just rickrolled the 7-year-old who has no idea what I'm doing.
Desert you.
Woo. Wait, no, it's Jimmy, Timmy, and Aaron, right?
Something like that.
Bobby, Billy, and Bucky.
No, Aaron is Manny Jimmy Moe Dunn, and Jack. Aaron, and
Alan, Phoebe, Aaron. And
damn it. Now you guys are just confusing me.
Yeah. Hey, Dancer, Riku, Prancer, and
do you want to sing a song?
Is it time for a song?
Yeah.
And Blitzen. Blitzen is the cute one with the long hair and the full lips.
No, those are reindeer.
Oh, you're right. I'm very silly.
So do you want to do a song?
Let's have a little more talking first.
Oh, a little more chatting? Okay. Well, hey, Nick.
Hey.
How's your week been?
Oh, it was good. Sorry I missed last week's show. I heard that was good.
We had a great time.
I was really ill with the congestion. I still have a bad chest. You know, it hurts when I cough. Like, if hurts my rib cage so bad.
But you could do a better Max Volume impersonation.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm Max Volume, man. No.
My
You could do it. You could do it.
Roy.
Fabulous.
Nick Ramirez.
Daddy.
Nick Ramirez.
The worst little podcast.
Okay. Well, you won't be able to hear all of it if you don't have the headphones on.
Oh, your ear's getting sweaty, Riku?
No, they're getting itchy.
Oh, I'm sorry. This always happens like 10 minutes into the show.
Well, she needed to get her hair out of them.
Oh, that's better, huh?
Ah!
There you go. That looks comfortable. Her hair is just a big Muppet mop of a mess. It's awesome.
I want to grow it as long as Rapunzel's.
Okay.
That's a long way to go.
Okay, Riku, try not to fiddle with the actual microphone. Try to not touch it with your hands. Thank you. Good job.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, isn't this fun listening to me tell my daughter how to be in a with Rick's
show.
Expensive microphones and stuff? Don't touch anything.
Notice, though, in the background, Nick's not any better. he's just as bad as Riku.
Oh, he's playing guitar. He's not touching his mic.
Right. No, I mean, that fidgety thing.
Yes,
never let a guitar player sit with the guitar.
I could do that, too. I'm holding mine as well, but I'm quiet. I know how to do this. It's just another prop. How about you, Rick? How was your week?
It was really, like, it's so hard to not cuss when Riku's on the show.
I didn't even get to finish, but that's
cool. Oh, yeah,
well, because you just talked about being sick, and that was it. I'm sure you were more
I'm
than
sorry,
sick.
Everybody just started talking on top of me, but that's okay, you guys. How was your week, Rick?
No, Nick, sorry. I got distracted with
Nick,
my kid.
Do you know the names
things.
Of the kids from Crush?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The kids, that's what I call them, the kids. Yeah.
Why do you even think they were reindeer?
I was just trying to be topical. It's Christmas.
It is, yeah. I can name three reindeer.
Like, I can even name Rudolph.
Dasher, Dancer, and Prancer.
Let's have some pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Love that pumpkin pie. Also, we don't have Chewy this week.
He's
That's
away.
Right. He said he was called away emergency like today.
That's sad.
Yeah.
No Chewy for Christmas show. Anyway, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Chewy, for being a part of our show. We love you. Well, we love Christina and the baby more. Allison and Christina are beautiful. You're kind of a big lump, but we like you. really, Nick, how was the rest of your week?
It was fine, man. I had a nice birthday. I went to movies. I saw The Hobbit this week. That was kind of
very cool.
Neat. Kind of long. And then I thought there was only going to be two parts. Because, I mean, when you see the Lord of the Rings books, how long those are, and then you see how long The Hobbit is,
right?
Why in the heck would you make that movie as long as the Lord of the Ring movies? I don't understand.
Right. Yeah.
I thought we were finished, and no, there's one more coming out next year.
Right. And like each.
I thought there was two more. Oh, they're making it three movies.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, the second one
Let's
just
get
came
to
out.
Our song,
the second
you one guys. Just came out. Yeah.
You missed the first one, Rick.
Can we sing?
Oh, I did.
Can we do some songs now? Cool.
I'm a dumb. I don't even care.
So yeah, and I hung out with my family and Mikey, and we had fun and ate food, and I was sick. Let's do some songs.
All right.
Yeah,
Riku
wants to sing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Riku, be on mic.
Directing
Let's do
the
My
show.
Little Pony first.
My Little Pony. All right. Should I let you sing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
My little pony, oh, my little pony. Used to wonder what friendship could be, my little pony. Till you share its magic with me, a big adventure, tons of fun, a beautiful heart, and thankful and strong. Sharing kindness, it's an easy feat. Magic also makes it all complete.
Yay!
Nice.
That is your My Little Pony theme song.
What nice. Is the introduction?
Yes, well, that's what a theme song is.
Do you like My Little Pony?
It's my favorite show.
Which one of the ponies is your favorite?
Rarity. She's the one who has who says a beautiful heart.
How do you say her name?
Rarity.
Rarity.
She's the one who says a beautiful. She's the beautiful heart one.
Oh. Is she really sweet and nice and stuff?
Yeah, she's all fancy. Let's read That's my cool. Christmas list now.
Oh.
We forgot to do that.
Well, we get to all these things in time.
Everything can't all happen at once.
Yeah. Right.
That's what God made time for.
Yeah, that's why seconds and minutes happen.
Rick's going to put in some Christmas theme music here.
Here
to
comes.
Back it up. And go, Riku.
All right.
Riku's Christmas list for 2013.
I'm going to need a copy of this.
Yeah. Well, listen up, everybody. Sorry.
For Christmas, I want a Barbie doll, a bath toy, and some Walmart and the bath wall markers to go with that, a party dress, a warm nightgown, a pretty bracelet and necklace, and a new Build-A-Bear.
Wow. That's a pretty solid
good
little list there.
Yeah, it's some practical stuff, too, like a new nightgown. And
a warm nightgown, yeah.
Painting on the wall in the bathroom.
It's like, kind of like
horrible
parent.
It's kind of like, well, it's not, yeah, like, I don't want the holy ragged one that I have, Dad. I was like,
Daddy,
that I won't be cold in.
Bath wall markers?
Yes, you've had bath wall markers when you were little.
I wish I could have some of them again.
good thing you made a Christmas list. Maybe Santa's listening to this podcast right now.
He is a listener.
Do they get the internet at the North Pole?
I think
they
so.
Must.
I believe he does.
It's satellite, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to send this to him no matter what.
Okay. Well, you might want to make it more of a letter than just a list of demands.
Santa.
Either you bring me these things or the one with the red nose gets it.
Or the one with the what nose gets it?
The red nose.
Are you
gets
on
it.
Mic, Riku?
No, don't touch the microphone, sweetie.
But talk into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. What happened?
Riku, talking back to yourself.
Hi, my name is Riku. How is this happening?
I'm in a bizarre world.
Is this real life?
How is this happening? This has got to be a dream. How is this happening?
Well, you come in every year, and Uncle Rick records.
And so I save all of your stuff. So you know,
Play one of the really little ones.
Let's put this to bed.
That was not a really little one. Okay,
is it weird hearing your voice a year later? Does it sound weird to you?
Well, then we've got ones from when you were really tiny.
To me, you kind of sound
when
the
you
same.
Were when you were five. You said this.
I love you very much. You know that. Do you have any ones when I was like three?
No. Oh, I got one when you're a little baby, but I don't have it in the computer here. Oh, I have one with you screaming though.
Let's hear
that. Gosh.
Oh, this is awful. When you were a baby, you screamed so loud. Oh my God, it was horrible.
This is one of Uncle Rick's
favorite
stories.
Okay, so this is you screaming.
Is it gonna be really loud?
No.
Well, it actually will be.
So it'll
this
be
is
fine.
You screaming really loud when you were a baby.
Oh my God, stop it.
That's you. And then Uncle Rick took that scream and he slowed it down to make you sound like a monster, and that sounds like this. Here it comes. And then here it comes.
God, this is so disturbing. This is so...
Oh, wow. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Nothing says Christmas like screaming babies.
It sounds like an elephant.
That's you having a temper tantrum when you were a baby.
You didn't know to take 10 breaths back
then.
No,
you didn't know that shit.
Was you trying to calm her down there?
I was just videotaping, hoping she'd keep it up.
Okay, we can be done with this part, Rick.
Whatever.
That was hilarious.
Oh, God.
That was
something. How about that?
Yeah, Riku, that was your Uncle Rick's whole first year of sobriety.
No, it was good, honey. It's fun.
It just goes to show you've always had a pair of lungs on you,
hey,
boy.
Hey, Daddy, remember that Star Wars music? On your phone?
Yeah, this one?
Dad really likes it.
Riku Dowd is on WLP. She is going to be naughty.
Then Santa comes and he kind of shakes his finger, but he knows he better give you presents anyway, or you'll kick him in the butt.
No? What the heck was that?
Whatever.
All right.
What is going on?
I don't even know. Let's simmer down a little here.
I'm about to lose my mind.
I think it would be time to go for another song. And
we just fed her frosting and put her in front of a mic.
Yeah, that's essentially what just
happened.
That was
the plan.
What is going on today?
Time for another song.
What the heck was that?
Princess Bombs. Live on the radio for you.
Hold on.
She has to get it straightened out.
What song do you think you want to sing?
Wackleful Phoebe.
Oh, Wackleful cool. Phoebe?
Is that really a song?
No. Yeah.
Oh my God. I should write that now, though.
I thought she was. It's not.
Should we try a cover?
What covers do you have?
None.
You want to do that NXS one?
What?
All veils and misty.
Not right now.
Really? Okay.
That's the last song we're doing.
I'd rather get that out of the way sooner. But, okay. Then pick a song. You have 5 seconds.
What were we?
Rock and roll, baby.
Rock and roll, baby. All right.
But you have to sing it normal at first. You can't freak out till the end.
Okay. Can I go? I'm going to tell myself when I can go crazy since this is my show. Kind of.
All right, well, wait till we get through the whole thing for once.
You can't
first.
Be a diva unless you sing, and well, you sing, so.
I'm gonna go wads, rock and roll, baby.
No, you're not. You're gonna sing it right. You're gonna have fun whether you like it or not.
At the crazy part.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Here we go. From the top, everyone.
time. Ah! Sorry.
Sometimes I like to be alone in my room.
Sometimes you don't know why.
I like to be alone.
I had to burp.
And dance, rock and roll, baby. Dance, dance, rock and roll, baby. Dance, dance, rock and roll, baby, now. Dance, dance, rock and roll, baby. Dance, dance, rock and roll, baby. Dance, dance, rock and roll, baby.
I had to get some Sprite. That's why I had to take some breaks. Oh no! It's dripping!
Sometimes I like to rock and roll in my room. Sometimes you don't know why. I like to rock and roll.
I mean rock and roll. Dance, rock and roll, baby. Dance, 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 dance, rock and roll, baby. Let's do the sometimes part.
No,
why,
no, that.
Why?
That was good. Cut. Cut and print. Wow.
When, why?
Now you said you. At one point during that, you asked if you.
I'm so sorry, I missed Mary Anarchy.
Why? Riku, at what point did you not go crazy during that song?
I gotta go crazy now.
Wendy!
The part where she was drinking Sprite, I think.
Wendy!
That was pretty normal.
Oh boy, this is exciting. It's going smoothly.
Wevry one.
Rev every run.
What?
What's wup, Weeku?
What?
What's wup, Weeku?
What were you waiting?
What were we walking about?
What were we waiting?
Excuse me.
What?
I mean, boo me.
Okay.
Boo me.
Oh, away. Why was everyone walking like we?
You are such a princess.
What?
You are what a whim was.
What?
Do you want to play Barbies? I have Barbies at my house.
What?
So,
yeah.
Is it
how
time?
Many, how many songs do we have? Oh, the. Yeah.
Let's
we
do the Christmas.
We have at least one more song.
Let's do Christmas music.
What?
Christmas song.
I don't know how to play any Christmas songs.
Well, I could just sing Jingle Bells without any music and Merry Christmas and.
Let's do a little tiny quiz with you.
Yeah, we're going to do a quick quiz.
Let's do a little wee person quiz. You ready?
You ready for the quiz, Riku?
Give me the quiz music.
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the PG version of the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask Riku Dowd some very embarrassing and silly questions, and we're going to get her answers and then score her however I see fit. Riku Dowd, your first question. What is your favorite birthday dinner?
With chicken!
Chicken.
How do you like it prepared? Fried, French fried or
chicken fingers or
chicken fingers.
Chicken nuggets?
Chicken fingers. With what kind of sauce?
Yeah, what kind of sauce?
Ranch.
Oh, good girl.
Good.
Yeah. Nice choice. Nice choice. Excellent.
Would you rather be suspended after school?
What does suspended
or
mean?
Fall off the swings?
What does suspended mean?
Like when I have to stay come after school. You. Or when I have to come
like,
and get
okay,
you.
Okay, go to the principal's office or fall off the swing.
Go to the principal's office.
Okay. You hate falling off the swing that bad?
That's fine. Yeah, next question.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's keep going.
Riku, have you ever picked your nose?
Yes.
On mic.
You stood up to the microphone.
Yes.
And have you ever eaten it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
When I was younger!
No, no.
When I was younger.
I was younger.
So proud of you for telling the truth.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Yeah, you were young.
Okay.
You didn't know.
That's
babies eat their boogers.
Yeah,
it's
we've
okay.
all done it at least once.
Not me, but that's all right.
Uncle Rick, do you have any questions?
I do.
I still
eat my boogers.
What was the first album you ever bought?
Nothing.
You never bought a CD ever to play music
yeah,
on?
What was your first CD you ever got?
I don't know.
Well, what's your favorite
CD? What's the first one you ever asked for?
Crush.
Yeah.
All right, local. Awesome. I like your style, Riku. That's good.
Riku, would you rather fight...
Crush Reno on Facebook.
Would you rather fight 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
10 duck-sized horses.
Okay, good answer.
Smart answer. You can take them on one at a time. Riku, would you rather watch cartoons or play video games?
Both.
She does
totally the third answer.
All right, I got one.
Yeah.
Okay, Elmo or Grover?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's not a Sesame Streeter. She's not Sesame Street.
Okay, how about this? Superman or Spider-Man?
Okay.
Yeah.
Riku, you can live in a world where only one exists. You have to pick one and the other one won't exist. My Little Pony or Crush?
Ooh. Gnarly.
No, she's getting... It's just a fun question, honey.
We're not
going to
make
don't
one
let it
go
stress
away.
You out.
Okay.
Oh, it's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. You can have them both.
Wow.
That's the answer. That's
Man.
The right answer.
That
you
is
got
the
it
power
right.
of
you
Crush
got it
Reno
right, baby.
On Facebook.
That's the right. You can have them both.
Like, do you boys listen to this? This
do you like
girl
chocolate or
so
vanilla?
Because
I like them both. That's
I
nice.
Like both, too.
Yeah, me too.
Would you rather have pizza or hamburger?
Both.
We just pick one.
Would you rather have hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hot dogs.
Ah.
Would you rather...
pizza or tacos?
Tacos!
Oh, me too.
Yes.
Would you rather have a dingo or
a
baby?
What's a dingo? Dad, what's a dingo?
It's a dog-like thing
it's
that
like
lives in the Australian
dog.
Outback.
A baby!
Yeah, me too.
Let me think. Do you prefer the color pink or the color purple?
Both!
Ah, fuchsia. Good answer. Good answer.
Do you like pink or black?
Pink.
Even though black goes with everything.
Who is the best singer you ever heard?
Crush!
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Not a certain redhead, you know?
Oh, that's
Mommy and Crush!
Oh, yeah, she's pretty good. Have you heard Margie, though?
She's pretty good, too.
Yeah, all three of them!
Yeah.
If you had to narrow it down, which one do you think is the best?
What?
If you had to narrow it down to only one.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Don't say Courtney Love, because...
Yay!
Oh, sorry,
right
Crush.
Answer.
All right, Riku. Just a couple of rapid fires. Riku, just a couple rapid fires for you. Would you rather stub your toe or have your hair pulled?
Stub my toe.
Or would you rather ride the swings or the slides?
Both!
Would you rather play with Legos or... Lincoln Logs.
Both.
Okay. Boy, this chasing thrill both thing is going to get you in a lot of trouble in your teenage years.
So she'll make some new combination thing, you know,
like
that's how they got jazz fusion.
THC or LSD? Both.
Do you like hip hop or heavy metal?
I don't know.
Do you like rap or rock and roll?
There you go.
Fair
See,
enough.
That's how you get Limp Bizkit.
Hey, do you know how to beatbox? Like, Biz's beat of the day? Can you give us a little beat?
No.
Do you remember that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh yeah. From
Can you make up a beat for us?
No, I can't.
You don't have to.
It's okay.
All right. Well, that's right. the end of my questions.
That's Rick. Do you have any more questions?
No, I think I'm good.
Oh wait, I have one more. Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny? Go.
Both.
Santa Claus or Doctor Who? Who's cooler?
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. That's a good way to end.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Worst Little Quiz in the World. Riku, I'm proud to inform you, you are today's winner, since there are no other contestants, with a score of 12 points.
Congratulations.
It's a good score. I'm sorry, did I say 12? I meant 1,200 points.
Oh, that's 100 for every month.
That means that she beat that girl from last week.
That's right.
What girl?
Hi, JC. How are you?
Oh, JC, that's right. Jesus Christ.
I didn't forget her name. Right. Hope she's listening to the show. How you doing? And hi, Larry. Hope you're enjoying New York right now. Nick's going to be right back. Hey, did you want to try to sing?
Oh yeah, do a song.
The one you made up today.
Okay.
This is kind of improvisational. She just wrote this today, and I'm just going to put some chords
It's called "The Moon Has Shattered." The moonlight has shattered. The moonlight has shattered away. The moonlight has shattered into your face. It's morning then night when you dream that the moonlight has shattered away. The moonlight has shattered into your face.
Thank you.
Nice.
Woohoo! Yeah. On the spot. I like it, honey. I like it a lot.
I don't know how you picked the title.
That's awesome. The moonlight has shattered away.
Oh, right.
So what do you think? Should I do one of mine? The I Don't Mind?
Yes.
Just a little simple two-chord song.
No.
Thanks, Nick.
I know.
I was just kidding. Them's jokes. I love your papa.
I sent upon my pillow the dent left in my bed. Stay with me all day and leave an impression in my head. Walking down the street, smile for everyone I meet.
I didn't even touch it.
Walking down the street with a feeling that just can't be beat. I don't mind that the sun don't shine. I don't mind, yeah, 'cause today you'll wanna be mine. Yes, today you'll wanna be mine. Just want a little joy that make me a happy boy. Just want a little joy, be like a child with a toy. Not dating you is the most fun I've had in years. Not dating you would reduce me to tears. If the sun don't shine, I don't mind.
day you'll want to be mine. You say that you're not ready, but I think we're fine. You gotta jump right in with both feet and trust in the dark of the night. I'll treasure you. Everything looks like gloom. I'll treasure you like the stars, the sun, and the moon. Like the stars, the sun, and the moon. Yeah.
I don't mind
that the sun don't shine. I don't mind. Yeah, cause today you'll wanna be mine. Yes, today you'll wanna be mine. I don't mind that the sun don't shine. I broke a string, so that's the end of this song.
Okay, time to go. No more songs. No more songs, I guess. Can't do.
Oh, weird, actually.
Should we just say...
It didn't break. It, oh, just, it just came popped. On... Oh, yeah.
Check
it just
the bottom unwound. Bottom part of the string.
Did oh, it, yeah, no,
yeah,
the
it's
bottom...
It's uncoiling down
yep,
there, huh?
Yep.
Rory,
that's
I
okay.
Say,
I brought my guitar.
That's true. And Rory, I gotta say, when you play guitar, it sounds like a guy playing guitar. And that's a whole new world for me.
Amazing and mind-blowing, isn't it?
Nick!
Yes.
Do you know any of the other songs that we were gonna do?
What else were we gonna do? We were gonna do "Mystify Me," but I don't know that Nick knows that one.
No, Rory can use my guitar. It's fine.
No.
Oh, there you go.
Just do that.
That's a good solution.
We already tuned up to
my
each other.
My ears
so.
Are cool. Kind of sweating.
All right.
Do you want to take
we
the headphones
do one,
off?
Let's do
one more song.
So
which one was it going
to
be?
And we'll say Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll sign off. How does that sound?
Okay.
What were the other songs we were going to do?
I
want to
do Mr. Friday.
Okay, that'll be our last song.
Do I have to sing because my ears are really sweaty?
Well, if
you don't have to wear the...
You can take the headphones off and just sing in the mic.
Yeah, you can just sing. Baby.
You can still hear the guitar.
Okay,
yeah,
I
I'll
can
be right
still
here.
Hear you, Uncle.
Yeah,
Rick.
That'll give your ears a break.
Yeah, there you go.
I can hear all of you even better.
Okay. Aww. Good.
Daddy uses a pick. What is that noise? Does anyone know that noise?
What noise?
That
probably just my strings.
Yeah, just it's stuff moving in the room, honey.
A little different guitar.
Yeah. All right.
Is it the guitar?
All veils and misty streets of blue. All men looks that chill divine. Single moment goes on forever. And we're leaving broken hearts behind. Mystified. Mystify me. Mystify. Mystify me. I need perfection. Some twisted selection. The well that tangles me and keeps me alive. In all that exists, none is your beauty. I see your face, I will survive. Mystify me. I hate this song, but she likes it a lot. Eternally wild with the power to make every moment come alive. All the stars that shine above you kiss you every night.
What did you say?
Our veils and misty streets of blue. Almond looks that chill divine. One single moment goes on forever. And we're leaving, yeah, we're leaving broken hearts behind. Mystify me.
Mystify me. Yeah. Eternally wild with the power to make every moment come alive. All the stars that shine above you will kiss you every night. Mystify me.
Nice. Bravo, Princess Bombs.
Yeah,
bravo.
I'm still working on that one, but Princess Bombs loves that song. You can't tell. You can't tell at all.
You've got two bands.
I have Lighter Thief and Princess Bombs.
Yeah. We're all in the same room.
And I'm Princess Bombs, so I'm the leader of Princess Bombs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course you are. Because
I made up the name.
So should that be the guest for this week's episode?
Register, trademark it, because later on someone's going to try to, you know, this is the other
Princess Bombs.
Princess Bombs, and, you know, just...
I wish Mommy could be in Princess Bombs.
Do you have a special Christmas message to tell your mom on the podcast before we go? Sit forward, right into the microphone.
Do I have to tell her this?
No, you don't have to, but it'd be nice. Do you have anything you'd want to tell her while you're on the podcast?
Yeah.
So lean forward and say it right into the mic.
Can I say it like it's a letter?
Yes, yeah. That'd be perfect. Rick will put some music behind it and everything.
Okay, I've got to put this up if I want to hear the music.
We'll do it later.
Post-production, yeah. Later on. That means
right
after.
Now, just tell
but
the
pretend
story.
It's there.
But you'll hear it when we listen to this at Christmas time.
Okay.
Okay.
Dear Mommy, I kind of want some music because I want to do it as a song.
We don't have music.
Does she have pretend headphones? There's music in your head.
Does she have headphones?
Yeah.
So we could totally. Mommy.
Give me a second.
Oh, wait. Uncle Rick's going to get you some holiday music.
Okay.
What was that stuff called?
And it would be real nice if you just spoke it. Like, dear Mom, I just wanted to tell you.
That's not...
What was that tinkly music that we had that was all kid music, but it was regular stuff?
Isn't that Nick's Diary?
No, yeah, but what was the... Oh, Rockabye. That's what it was. Rockabye... Everything.
Oh, the Rockabye classics. Yeah.
Well, I've got a bunch of them. But I think Cure's a good idea. Okay, Ricky, you have headphones on?
Yes.
Are you ready to do it?
Yes.
Okay, here's your music. Right on mic.
Get on the microphone.
Dear Mommy, I wanted to tell you that I wish you a Merry Christmas. And you are very special. And I love you so much. I could say I love you so much.
That was awesome.
Right? That was a very... That was a lovely, lovely, lovely Christmas message to your mom. I'm sure she's going to like it a lot. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Nick, did you have any Christmas wishes you want to throw out into the world there?
Yeah, I love you, Mom. Or my mom and my dad and my sisters, my brothers, and my friend, and Santa Claus, and my dog, and Mikey. And Penny and Niall, and I see Ricky and Cody and Mallory and all the JoJo people and Zoe Deschanel and Deborah Harry.
There you go.
Nick had too many. Nick ate all the frosting off his cupcake as well.
Rick, what about you?
Let's remember this is about Jesus. So,
oh yeah, Jesus.
Stop all your commercial crap.
I've got a little. It's not to Mommy, but it's kind of a different one. Okay.
You want to do a song to Jesus now?
Kind of. Because I forgot.
I think we can allow it, but it's got to be a short one. We don't have time for Jesus.
What?
Let's make
this a joke. Christmas is about is Jesus.
Yeah, you're right, honey. I was making a bad joke.
We love Jesus, and please.
See, aren't you pleased, Rick? I get this at home.
Dear Jesus, I hope that you have a very, very happy birthday, and that Christmas Day is not just about friends and family, but it's also about you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that was lovely, yeah, sweetheart. That was sweet. That was very wonderful.
Getting points with the big man.
I'm wondering if Nate has anything to say, but then it occurs to me that I don't care.
Oh, and for our Jewish friends, we want to say Happy Chanukah,
which is over already.
Happy Shaka Khan.
Happy Shaka Khan. It's over.
Chanukah.
It's not Shaka,
and yeah. Most black Chanukah. People I know actually celebrate Christmas. So
right,
not the Christmas.
But if you do celebrate Kwanzaa,
guys, then let's be Merry Christmas.
Okay,
happy
just
that.
A minute. I'm
or
gonna.
Jingle bells.
Maybe we'll do that right at the end after I say my Christmas wishes.
Okay, can we do Merry Christmas and Jingle Bells?
Do I get a turn here?
Okay.
All right, thanks. We'll talk about it here in a second. Shut up, you. This has been a great year for me. Last year, I think I announced that I was getting laid off. Now I have a wonderful job with a wonderful boss and partner. In my professional pursuits. Gertie and Waking Girl Web Design. Woo, rock. Check us out, wakinggirlwebdesign.com. But no, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be a part of that. I'm really grateful. I'm so happy for all of you joining us every week with the Worst Little Podcast and all the success we've seen. All the bands we've had on this year have been great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just every week has been a laugh.
I can't
flipping
believe
riot.
Crush was on.
Yeah,
Crush
that Crush was
podcast.
One of the bands.
Go look it up on the internet.
Yeah, one of the previous episodes.
Yep, yep.
We can do it. We can actually watch it?
I want to say hi to,
it.
Yeah, all my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers. And, and I'm the worst brother in the world because I forgot to call my sister on her birthday on the 14th. I need to call her as soon as I get.
Brother
as soon
world.
As, well, I'm
we
pretty bad.
Already, we could call. We
you know,
call
you're right. Uncle Michael is a worse brother than I am.
Yeah, but still, we could still call her. Sorry, we couldn't call you on your birthday.
We'll give her
right.
a call here in just
can
a second.
Talk to
that's
her
diplomatic,
too?
Riku.
Sure.
You should listen to your daughter
aunt.
Sometimes.
Well,
she knows what the fuck.
And
I mean,
you guys
knows
wonder
what
where I
about.
Get it.
Excuse my language.
Okay. Screw it. Love you, everybody. Merry Christmas. Jingle jingle.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and then jingle
what's
bells.
Merry Christmas?
What? We wish you a Merry Christmas?
Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, just call it Merry Christmas.
Rick, would you like to join in? I would like everybody in that back studio room to join in on this.
All right.
So we're going to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas and Jingle Bells.
And
will you be our band leader and tell us, count us in?
All right. Do I have to wear my headphones?
No. Just go ahead and sing.
All right. So is everyone here that's here going to be in it?
We're ready.
So let's wait for everyone.
They're all ready. I can hear them. They're telling me they're ready. They're in the other room.
Oh, I can't hear them.
That's okay.
Maybe we should go in there. All should right. we go in there?
5, 6, 7, 8.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The
tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings for Christmas.
Good for Christmas and a Happy New Year. So bring out the figgy pudding. So bring out the figgy pudding. So bring out the figgy pudding and put it right here.
We won't go until we get some.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So we put some right here.
All right, everyone, time for Jingle Bells.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh!
Yay!
Merry Christmas! Buddy.
Merry Christmas from the worst little podcast in the world and Darkwater Studios.
Thank you, Jesus!
Christmas anarchy! Satan is a Satanist! Santa is a Satanist!
Satan is
Christmas
a Satanist.
Christmas critters. Sucks out.
Hold on, you guys. I want to say one more Merry Christmas.
No presents for Satan.
Guys, guys, guys.
Been a very naughty boy.
Recording. I'm sure of it. I'm sure that happened.
Daddy.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
Darkwater Studios.
You're a rotten, mean father. You never give me anything I want.
Yeah.